The Sounders FC soccer team played their first Major League Soccer game 5 years ago this week. We wanted to know if the team's financial success has trickled down into the community. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went down to last weekend's game to find out.
Who benefits when the Sounders play? Salvatore Svego, for one. He calls himself the Hot Dog King. He sells around 200 hot dogs slathered with cream cheese before every Sounders game.
The Sounders business has enabled me to stay open more days a week down here and also expand a little bit to build another hot dog cart.
Eventually, he hopes to open up a restaurant. Just across the street, Kirsten Anderson runs Roque La Rue, an art gallery.
Do you have more foot traffic? More people walking in and looking around?
Yeah, not even noticeable, really, for the most part.
And it sounds like certainly no people buying art on Sounders game days.
Not at all. In fact, it keeps our regular patrons away because of the traffic and parking and congestion.
It's hard to quantify the Sounders' financial impact on the city. Local economist Dick Conway has looked for data. There's not much out there. But he says the Sounders' greatest contribution to Seattle might be something economists can't measure. It's something you feel when you're following the Sounders band to the game.
My stepson was actually in the Sounder band for a while, and marching down with the band and with the people, it's really quite a spectacle. And, it's the kind of thing that I think draws people together. And I think professional sports, like a lot of other things, are kind of the glue that holds the community together.
Conway says sports just make people want to live in Seattle. And that makes it easier for our companies to recruit workers. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.